Tāne Maiki, tēnei hōtaka, welcome to the panel. Wallace Chapman here. Kia mō tōna mai, koutou katoa, coming up on the program. On the back of the stabbing incident in the Dunedin supermarket, where several people were stabbed, supermarket worker safety has been highlighted. So we crossed to Australia just after four, where right now Woolworths are trialling supermarket workers with body cameras. We discuss that and see what is happening there. Also today, people making capital gains on some investment properties can now be taxed up to 39% on their profits, a rate that is high by international standards, says some tax expert. Terry Boucher joins us. In the town of Reefton on the west coast, we're the first town to open up COVID-19 vaccinations to everyone tomorrow. We go to the manager for the West Coast DHB COVID-19 vaccination program team. Plus, today, a museum that is 52 years old on the east coast and they need a little help. Our panellists are joining us very, very soon, but it is Wednesday, which means time for, dear panel, a couple of your questions that sneak through into the email address here. And I think we have Caitlin Sherry with us. Kia ora, Caitlin.
Kia ora. I have Robert Kelly with us to provide his
wisdom?
Insight and wisdom.
Yeah, it's complicated for me because I don't have, I'm worried about giving advice. So this is thin ice for me.
It's quite lucky because he never gives advice ever in the office.
I bet. Yeah,
dear panel, says the first writer, Cara of Seatone. My friend clicks her fingers at the waiters when we go out for dinner. It's so embarrassing. Robert is shaking his head. I have told her it's rude and to just call, excuse me. She laughs it off and says, don't be silly, they don't mind, and stop being so sensitive. I used to be a waitress, so I know how horrible it is when customers treat you like this. So we're actually due to go out tonight, and I'm unsure what to do. Should I secretly apologise to the waiter if she does it again?
This is the old... haven't done that since the early 80s. I don't know, is it a valid thing to do? I haven't seen that, Rob, happen in restaurants, but it does have the feeling of highly impatient. A bit rude.
Yeah, I think it's imperious. People who are working service, I've worked service for years as well, and if someone clicked their fingers at me, let me tell you, they would not be getting away with that. But I also don't... I think there are polite ways to gain the attention of a server.
It's like in a car, right? You don't honk at someone, but if you thank someone, it's the open-handed wave. So if you hold your hand open and up, like, you know, slightly bent elbow, and it's like, excuse me, in a little wave...
Yeah,
but there's a very big difference between a little wave is like, when it's convenient, can you come over to see me, versus come now, I'm in charge.
It's that acknowledgement that, like, you've got eight tables that you're working, and I understand that, but we're quite thirsty here. Could you come and take our order? You might have not seen us sit down or something.
Yes.
That's absolutely fine. But the clicking, I used to get called boy a lot working in restaurants.
Gosh.
And that made me incredibly angry, particularly kind of middle-aged men were extreme.
People used to call you boy.
They still kind of do sometimes, but not as much recently. But when I was in my early to mid-20s, used to get boy a lot. Used to get the thing that I always found really difficult was people would come up to you and be like, how long have you been working here? You go, oh, I've worked here for like a year or so. Like, oh, so you're just working in hospitality. Like, there's no need for you to do that. There's no need for you to go and make someone else's experience feel less valid. I always find it very confusing.
Is it perhaps because both that when you click your fingers, you're in a busy restaurant, you're an eatery, a lot of clanging, but that really cuts through. You can't say excuse me, but if you click your fingers, you can hear it. And that clicking of the fingers is only went for one person, and that is the wait staff. So that's why people do it.
It's rude.
Yeah, I think it's atrocious and should be banned.
But is it, though? Is it really that rude to just have a little...
Yes, because what you're saying is, I'm more important. I'm more important than the other 12 things that you are trying to do. Also, if you're that worried about it, you can stand up. Or you can go and walk to the bar or walk to the service centre and be like, hey, we've been here for a while. Clicking on it, it's imperious. I also think it dates to like a period of service, like 19th century, like early 20th century, where there's like a class system in place where you're like, we are a higher class than the server. That's not true. You are exactly the same as that person. So why do you think you can treat them like that?
Well, it'll be interesting to hear what our listeners, both who've been waitstaff, maybe who are, what do you think? Simon says, 35 years in hospo, don't click your fingers, says Simon. Clicking at waiters, apologise for the friend in front of the friend overtly so they get it. How rude.
I'm so sorry my friend is clicking her fingers so rudely at you. I have another letter, if you have time. This is from Sammy, who says, it's actually a little bit similar because it is about going out. Dear panel, I have a minor problem for you to solve, because that is what Dear Panel is all about. Some of my friends are highly organised planners and love to book social meetups far in advance, often a month at least. The problem is that I'm a naturally very relaxed person who prefers to make my plans on the fly or a few days in advance. I don't want to book things in with a month's notice, as I often end up forgetting and double book myself. What can I do?
Well, can we just bring in we actually have a panellist with us in Napier, and for the first time on the panel, a sheep and beef farmer from Hawke's Bay, Jeremy Rooks. How are you, Jeremy?
Oh, I've just calmed down. You don't expect traffic delays coming into Napier, but boy, that expressway can get jammed up, man.
Can it? Do you have traffic in Hawke's Bay?
Obviously, I'm an ex-South Islander, and I've got to say that I think that Hawke's Bay is almost as bad as Auckland. I've never seen so much traffic, and it's always when you're in a rush. Oh, anyway.
All right, well, have a glass of water. Welcome. We're talking Caitlin.
Yeah, so this person is concerned that their friends book things too much. I would argue that it's better to have things arranged and booked than not.
I think I'm a bit agnostic on this, because I really like pre-booking. I like knowing what's happening. I have a paper diary now, which has absolutely changed my life, writing everything down. I'm a much better friend now. But I'm also a bit of a blow in the wind.
And so
if something happens, I'm like, well, that's more interesting. I'm going to go and do that.
Yeah, so why lock yourself into a month to a dinner with some people that you see fairly regularly when you might get a hot date?
Yeah.
I mean, that's unlikely. But there are the things where you're like, oh, I want that freedom to be able to do things. And I don't know, so much of an adult life now is locked in anyway, between like work and study or whatever like obligations you have, that free time is precious. So overbooking it in advance worries me, but it also means that you have clarity. So I don't know.
Clarity trumps all the time. It's far better to book. I'm a big fan of using the diary, and I actually book all my appointments way in advance, so I've got notice. I love that sort of structure. Jeremy, what about you?
Well, funny you talk about in advance, because on Saturday night, me and my wife Mary are going out for dinner to friends that booked us in 3 months ago. And unbelievable, and we actually thought they might have forgotten, but actually we got a text last night confirming the time of arrival, so that was lucky.
Yeah, very good.
My worry as well is that as producers, we live in a world where we're constantly making sure that everything is booked and correct. So it's quite nice in your personal life
to be chaotic.
To be a little bit chaotic. Otherwise, you become too type A in every part of your life. I find myself sending out run sheets to people for events. And I'm like, this is not the way that this is done.
Yes, my family has been known to say, can you please stop producing us, Caitlin?
Yeah.
Hey, no, a huge response to clicking, by the way, so I must sort of read a couple of these. Oh, goodness gracious, Wallace, if clicking one's fingers in restaurant was okay, it would be the norm. It clearly is not. Also, a hospo worker has just made this clear. If noise is an issue, diners can get up and go to the bar counter. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying that the reason people might click is to get, listen to that, it's got cut through. So what's wrong with a friendly click?
There's no such thing as a friendly click. Like, even you doing that noise through the microphone is annoying.
Oh, come on. Jeremy? Like,
I'm annoyed sitting in Napier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I'm sorry, Wallace, I just think you're on the wrong side of history on this
Wallace,
one.
You're cancelled.
Yeah. You're rude and obnoxious, and I don't like you. Yeah. Go away.
I think it's a French thing, says someone. Clicking wasn't seen as rude, and the term garçon is used, which obviously translates to boy.
If someone
it was carried from France to the US and subsequently the rest of the world, but yes, I thought it had died out a few decades ago.
If someone clicked at me and called me garçon, there would be hell to pay.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I clicked people around me in the office. They don't mind.
Wallace,
this is worrying stuff.
We need to do your performance review quite soon.
I'm teasing.
Same.
I'm teasing, yeah. Thank you very much, Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here, I reckon, before it causes any trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Greetings. There's nothing like developing a rapport with your waitstaff from the beginning. If they are any good, getting their attention should take nothing more than a nod. If your friend continues to act like a dick to get attention, suggest a quick chat with the waiter to get them to ignore the friend and get them to respond to you instead after the friend has their list tag. Such fun, says DB and Archul.
Excellent.
Good on you. Thank you both. Good questions, by the way. Listeners, if you do have a Dear Panel style of question, why don't you email me, thepanel@rnz.co. Time for I've been thinking Tabor Khan has just arrived. Why don't you get yourself seated, Tabor? This is live radio, isn't it? Put your headphones on. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Sorry.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Traffic bad.
Oh, Auckland traffic, yeah, I tell you.
Okay, Jeremy, you first.
Well, I've just been thinking, and I would be doing a disservice to my career vocation as a farmer if I didn't say I'd been thinking about the weather, because we're going through a pretty nasty little dry spell at the moment, and we've got a bit of rain overnight, but certainly around the country on the East Coast, things are getting pretty grim heading into winter. We haven't got a lot of feed, so that's just part of the territory for us, but certainly it's going to be a bit of an uncomfortable winter if we're not careful.
Yeah. And it must really weigh. I mean, we've talked about this, haven't we, on the panel and RNZ in general. When it gets dry in Hawke's Bay and otherwhere, it must be a huge stress and a burden that really stays with you for weeks.
Oh, you've just got to sort of make decisions quickly and put your animals front and centre of what you're doing, and just make good decisions. If you've got to sell stock, sell them. If you've got to buy and feed as quickly as you can, and you know, it'll always rain one day, so it's just another average season climatically we're going through, which we get used to after 30 years, so it's just all part of it, really.
Tēnā Khan, I've been thinking. And kia ora, by the way, good to have you on the programme.
Kia ora, thank you for having me. Oh, look, it's possibly the last day of Ramadan, so I have been thinking about our minority communities, specifically the Palestinians, with what's going on in Sheikh Jarrah at the moment in Gaza, and also the Uyghurs with what's going on in China. So I'm really just thinking of them a lot in this very blessed month for those who are part of the Muslim community and the struggles there that are affecting them here.
Explain a little bit more about Ramadan for us when you come toward the end. Did you say it's the last day? So how does it wrap up?
Possibly the last day.
Possibly
yeah,
the
so,
last day, right.
It works, I guess, it works based on the moon cycle. So if the moon's sighted tonight, then of course it will be Eid tomorrow. And if it's not, then it will be, we'll fast for the 30th day. So yeah, you know, the standard spiel, Muslims fast from, you know, dusk to dawn. And that includes no water, nothing to eat. And then eat once it's time. And of course, the month is about, you know, filling your spiritual cup.
Nice one, Tabor. Thank you very much for that. We've got a big program this afternoon. We are, Wallace, says Julie, I sense that you need an intervention. We're talking about clicking with waitstaff, clicking in restaurants and how rude that can be.
Are you asking whether I think that is rude or it is rude? I think it is quite rude, just like I think using your phone when you're in someone's company is quite rude.
Absolutely. Okay, Tēnā Khan and Jeremy Rook with me this afternoon on the panel. A lot to discuss today. Stay with us, 4 to 5, right here.